Our story today is called A Single Hug by Joseph Mazzella. It's strange how a single moment can change a person's life. It's incredible how one simple act of love can forever transform one's soul. My adult son walked to the table this morning for breakfast, and as he did, he opened his arms to me. I opened my arms too and gave him a big hug just like I do every morning. And this time when I did, a beautiful memory came back to me. My Italian Nana had been a big hugger when I was a boy, but my mom had grown up in a more reserved household. She hugged me sometimes, but less often as I grew into my teenage years. My dad, too, seemed to follow the gender roles of the day back then and didn't hug me as much as I got older. By the time I was a teen, except for my Nana, I didn't hug anyone. When I was 16, I left on a trip with a group of boys to tour a seminary college in the Midwest. On our way there, we stopped by an old monastery. As we entered, we were greeted by the largest monk I'd ever seen. He was over 6.5 feet tall with huge arms and a booming voice. And as he greeted us, he gave each one of us a huge hug. When my own turn came, I felt scared but stepped in and hugged him back. I felt a warmth in my heart as he shared his loving kindness. I felt a peace and joy in my spirit as well. It was amazing. Later that day, I began to wonder why I'd ever stopped giving and receiving hugs when they brought so much joy. When my own children were born, it was then I decided to never stop hugging them and telling them I love them, no matter how big they grew or how old they got. I'll forever be thankful to God for that monk, for showing me how much love a single hug can share. What use are arms, after all, if we can't use them to hug each other? What use are lips if we can't say, I love you? God gives us countless ways to share our kindness and joy here. Let's use them all. Let's share our love one hug at a time. From John 13, 34, and 35, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.